Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are practicing Lectio Divina. We're going through the book of Titus. We're reading and praying scripture. We're having a conversation with each other about a passage of scripture, and then we're launching off that passage and that conversation and enjoying Jesus throughout the day, reconnecting with Him, realizing and being refreshed that the invitation of the gospel is to walk and talk and commune and adventure and be with Jesus. And so welcome. It's Monday morning, and every Monday we have people that are new to the podcast. So on behalf of everyone that is always tuning in, welcome. Welcome. You're going to need a Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, cup of tea, a journal, a spot, a place you can count on in the morning where we can begin a talk with Jesus. But again, not where we end that talk with Jesus, because we're enjoying a conversational relationship with Him throughout the day. And so, happy Monday. Welcome. Open up to the book of Titus. We're going to be in chapter 3, verse 1 in just a moment. And often on Monday, we get a little bit of a message meditation, because we are going to deal with Titus chapter 3 this week. And today, we're only going to cover the first verse, but trust me, it is packed. And so, the title of the podcast this morning is Citizens. And it doesn't matter whether it's a security guard at an event, and although I don't have time to tell this story, there is kind of a ironic, sad, funny, crazy story with me and a security guard at an event, but that is for another podcast or another sermon. It might be your parents deciding about a curfew that is more stringent than you think is appropriate. It might be an employer deciding about what is essential and how to do business or how to do work or what to do or what not to do that you don't agree with. It could be a spouse that is more concerned about COVID than you are, and requiring that you don't do this or don't go there, and you feel like that is limiting your freedom, or maybe your spouse is overstepping, you know, their authority. It might be Governor Newsom, who's decided to forbid indoor gatherings right now in California. It could be a teacher declaring that this or that requirement is appropriate, and you are in vehement disagreement. And of course, all of those scenarios are scenarios with authority figures. And we do have the freedom to choose to do what we want to do, but we're in relationships where there is an authority structure. And according to the New Testament, that authority structure is established by God. And all of those examples I mentioned, and you could mention a whole bunch other, are pressing examples in our lives in all kinds of different ways, especially in this season. And when you go to the New Testament, it doesn't matter whether it's slaves and masters, or kids and parents, or Christians with rulers and authorities, or wives to husbands, or in a New Testament covenant of marriage, mutual submission. The reality is, I don't think there's any New Testament command or thoroughgoing New Testament ethic that is more diametrically opposed to our American story than this ethic of submission. I mean, in America, we are rugged individualists about our rights and our freedoms. I don't think there is a more challenging ethic to the story, the American story that we were raised in. I don't think there's an ethic that confronts what we might call our freedom, our individualism, our rights, our dignity, than this New Testament ethic of submission. And the reality is, and this is where the rub comes in, sometimes the American story isn't harmonious with the story of the kingdom of God. So at that point, which story wins? What narrative is supreme? Are we citizens of heaven first, Or are we citizens of America first, the American workforce, the American family? Are we citizens of heaven, or are we citizens of America first and foremost? And of course, sometimes we don't need to choose, because sometimes there's not a disharmony between the American story and the kingdom story, but sometimes there is. And sometimes we have to choose. And in Titus chapter 3, verse 1, Paul says this to Titus, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, and to be ready to do whatever is good. And this is a big one. Whether we're in the book of Ephesians, or in the book of Romans, or the book of 1 Timothy, or Titus, or Revelation, or Matthew, or Mark, or Acts. Again, this is a thoroughgoing New Testament ethic. Whatever the authority figure might be, the New Testament calling Christians, little Christs, which is what Christian means, to submit to authority. And it's a big one, because when Jesus entered into human history, first century history, he confronted first century Judaism and first century Israel's violent, rebellious nationalism. And honestly and ironically, Jesus brought this revolutionary or truly revolutionary idea and lifestyle of submission, because Jesus says you're citizens of a new kingdom, you're citizens of a new sphere. And whether it's marriage or family or work or relationships or governing rulers and authorities, Jesus brought this revolutionary idea of kindness and submission and gentleness. And, I'm regularly asked, well, what if the government is overstepping its reach? Well, most authority figures do overstep their reach. But if we can subjectively, simply say, oh, that's, someone overstepping, and therefore I'm able to, disobey, that's missing the point. The point is that authority, which has been instituted by God, will often overstep trying to get it right. And it has been the case many a times where the government has overstepped, where parents have overstepped and maybe been too strict with a curfew or a consequence or whatever, where policemen, of course, at times have overstepped, or bosses or spouses have overstepped. It's not easy to be an authority. It's easy to understep or easy to overstep. And honestly, I bet you and I have or will overstep when trying to work out authority. So we really need to be careful. I mean, back to Titus, chapter 3, verse 1, remember, be subject to rulers and authorities, be obedient, be ready to do whatever is good. We need to be careful not to justify our disobedience and rebellion as a result of simply and subjectively saying, well, they're overstepping. Plus, if an authority figure isn't overstepping, then obedience isn't difficult. And is it really, submission at that point? And of course, I guess this has to be covered. I just thought about this. There have been times when parents or governments or bosses have so abused authority that, people or kids have been told to do dehumanizing things to themselves or to other people, or to sin or to deny Jesus, or to do even heinous things to someone who is unwilling to deny Jesus. And of course, at that point, we do rebel and we obey God rather than man. But submission is compatible with authorities overstepping a little bit. Again, whether it's a parent or an employer or a governmental official or a policeman or a pastor or, within a marriage relationship, submission is compatible with, authorities overstepping. The reality is, when we submit, we grow. And life is released. Unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it won't bear fruit. And so when Paul is saying this to Titus in, Titus chapter 3, verse 1, it's Jesus who was willing to submit to governing authorities. It's Jesus who was willing to be obedient. It's Jesus who was willing to be ready to do what is good. The New Testament is calling us to be like Jesus. That's what every 27 documents of the New Testament is calling us to be, like Jesus. So let's just think for a minute. We've been talking a little bit. Now let's meditate. Let's pray. Let's think for a minute about those in authority over us, whether it's government or marriage or employment or, relationships or law enforcement or in the marketplace or whatever. And let's meditate on that for a minute. And let's allow, not allow, let's welcome, let's invite the Holy Spirit to do that work in us, to make us like Jesus by the power of the Spirit, so that in and through submission, especially when authority oversteps its bounds, we're able to become like Jesus and grow into the likeness of Jesus. And so, you know, as a meditation on Sunday, let's take a little bit of time, let's think, let's pray, and let's throughout the day have our eyes and our hearts and our lives opened to how we can be like Jesus in and through submission, whether authority gets it right or whether authority gets it wrong. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.